Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Teague, we're joined now by a good buddy of the show. He's been on many times, Eddie George, just a beast at Ohio State, a beast in the NFL, four-time Pro Bowler, over 10,000 yards rushing as well. He's going to make the trek out to Pittsburgh tomorrow, hang out with his buddy Jerome Bettis as Week 11 kicks off between the Steelers and the Tennessee Titans. Eddie, what's happening, buddy? Teague and Tierney,
man.
How you been, man?
Everything's good, man. Can you guys hear me okay?
We got you. Loud and clear,
yeah,
man. Nah,
life is good, man. It's raining here in Nashville, Tennessee. But I tell you what, tonight I'm really excited because my wife got me tickets to Jay-Z's concert.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm going to go all black tonight with a little camo, take it back to the 90s a little bit, and it's got my weekend off right tonight.
Well, okay. I hear you, man. You're not going to roll any blunts in the arena, are you there, Eddie?
No, that's not my deal. It's vape now.
I got you. That's true. You can conceal it a lot easier than back in the day. I hear you, man.
Hey, Eddie, you have a football life coming out this Friday at 9 p.m. on the NFL Network. Me and my brother did one of these a couple of years ago, and it's always cool how they find the stories inside the stories. What are we going to see? Yeah. What are we going to find out about you on a football life this Friday?
Wow. Gosh, I mean, they go back to the beginning, Tiki. I mean, it's you'll see kind of where I grew up, kind of my journey. I lived in Pennsylvania, and I started there. And I wasn't a very good student, and I was starting to become something my mother didn't want to see me become, so she shipped me off to Fort Keene Military Academy in Virginia, not too far from Charlottesville, where you went to school in Virginia.
Yep, and I know Fork Union well. We had a bunch of guys come in from there.
Absolutely, and it really changed my life for the better. And it's really a story. My story is really layered with relationships, one in a relationship with my father, and how to get that relationship with him was through football. And he was he fought addiction for so many years and missed out a lot of my time with him. And I really adored my father, and I wanted him to experience success at some level. So I really took his dream of becoming a football player, and I wanted him to feel proud of something. And then it touches on, you know, my entire body of work from college to the professional ranks, and then it hits on my life afterwards and how I struggled with the transition in the beginning and how I just kind of found my next passion in life and the things that I'm doing now. And that's just a broad overview, but, Tiki, you know, like you said, you've been through it. It's interesting how you have different people in your story, and their perception of you is one thing of how you perceive yourself, but then it's another thing when you hear stories from your former teammates or your former opponents and how they viewed you as well. And it's like, wow, that's an interesting take. I never thought that. Like, for instance, Derek Mason says Eddie was a 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know, I'm like, damn, is that a compliment or is that? Is that something that, you know, I should be proud of? But, you know, he went on to say really some really good things, some profound things, and it was cool to see it from that perspective.
Yeah, no, it is cool. But 3 yards in a cloud of dust for 10,000 plus is a lot of yards, man. That's a lot of dust.
Yeah, it's a big dust pile.
That's a big dust pile. And look, we know your story. Obviously, you left Fork Union, you made your way to Ohio State. You won the Heisman there in 1995, and there's a proud history with your Buckeyes. Now, let's take you to the Buckeyes right now. I mean, obviously, a couple weeks ago, that big win over Penn State, which was, I mean, it was epic how they came back and JT Barrett, you know, put on almost a Heisman-worthy performance, but then they laid an egg the following week and got blown out. And what's the emotion in Buckeye land right now? Because it feels like you're on the outside looking in of the college football playoff. Yep. So what are you playing for right now? You know what I mean? Because it feels like Urban Meyer, it's like we got to win a national championship. We got to be there. But you had a chance and you let it slip away.
Well, you know what, Teague? The season is interesting now. I mean, Notre Dame got blown out by Miami. And a lot of football has to be played. Miami plays Clemson. And they're going to play each other. So Oklahoma still have a couple of games that they have to win out in. So it's not – we're still on the outside looking in terms of the 14 playoff, but anything could happen. We still have a chance to win out, beat Michigan, and possibly play Wisconsin. Hopefully Wisconsin stays undefeated by that time. And it's going to take a lot of help for Ohio State to get in there, but it's not going to happen. And I'm okay with that, you know, because sometimes you don't produce championship-winning teams. Sometimes you are who you are.
Yeah.
You might be a two-loss team. You might be a three-loss team. I think the signs were there against Penn State. That game, honestly, shouldn't have been close from Penn State's perspective. They didn't have the killer instinct. Whereas the following week against Iowa, you go into Kinnick Stadium.
Yeah.
You just don't walk in there and lay your hat. But you got to go and earn that. They didn't have enough energy after coming back from Penn State to withstand what they got out of Iowa. So, you know, it'll all shake itself out. And all Ohio State can do is control their next game. You know, the cliches in the locker room. You got to focus on what you control. That's week to week.
Yeah.
And see what happens at the end of the year.
I'm talking to Eddie George with us here on Teke and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So, Eddie, the Heisman Trophy, obviously back in 95, as Teke said before, this Buckeyes. We'll get to you Titans in a second here, and I think you laid out well. I think you're realistic. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, their chances to get in and play for something, for a championship, is probably about a 0.9. It's less than 1. And I think
but there is a path.
That might be generous. Yeah. I'm not even sure that there's a path. But I want to ask you this, Eddie. You know, I don't care who you are as a coach, at whatever level you're at. It could be a Lombardi, Parcells, it could be anybody on the Mount Rushmore of coaching. There's always an expiration date for a coach with a certain team or a program. And I'm not saying that Urban Meyer's there yet, but do you think he's going to scratch the itch to go to the NFL the next two or 3 years? Can you see him leaving Columbus and trying something new?
And go where?
I don't know. The NFL. The NFL.
What job is appeal? Unless he has the urge to try it out in the NFL, I don't think so. The only coach that I know that really had great success to go from college to the NFL is Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to the NFL. I mean, it's got to be in your DNA. It's got to be something that you enjoy about the – because it's two totally different ball games. I don't know if Urban's style of coaching would resonate on the professional ranks because – You know, from the coaches on down, he holds everybody accountable, not just the players, but the coaches and the coaching. I mean, just everybody is on pins and needles, and I don't know if that will sustain or be accepted in the professional rankings. So I think he's comfortable right now. He's making a lot of money in Ohio State. He can get free steaks anywhere he wants to go. I don't see him leaving to go coach the Cleveland Browns for a three-year hustle. I don't see it happening.
No, I get you. Let me, and I say this with a smile, so don't take it the wrong way. Maybe you can go coach the Tennessee Titans. Hey, listen, let's get to your Titans here. I got to be honest, Eddie. I thought they'd be a little bit better. I know it's not easy to coach on Sundays. We can get on the – I didn't play in the NFL. I know that I could get on the air and make everything seem easy, like I know everything. Yeah. I know I don't. Trust me. But I really think that the Tennessee Titans should be better. They should be a little more dynamic than they are. They got an offensive line. They got weapons. Mm-hmm. They should be better. And I just don't.
Like, what do you mean when you say better? Like, Browns out by 54.
Well, no. Do you need over? You beat the Browns by more than 12-9. I mean, it was a field goal fest. They got 57 scored against them against the Houston Texans. I think Malarkey is a very good football man, but I don't know that he's the perfect coach for this team. Am I wrong?
Wow.
I just got to tell you what I feel.
At the top of your division, you're not the right coach. I mean, wow.
I don't think I'm alone in that thinking. You think he's the guy?
There is no perfect win in the NFL. You win by 1 point. Guess what? Take it and leave it and go. I mean, the Titans have all the components there. They're not a complete football team yet. I think the receiving corps is really going to take shape at the back half of the season. The run game is there. Teams are keying up for it. They're finding ways to win defensively.
Yep.
They've addressed that weakness in their secondary with the Dory Jackson. Byard is having a Pro Bowl type of year. He's leading the league in interceptions. So I think, again, you know, you guys in the New York market, you look at Philadelphia, you look at New York, and you look at these big market teams, and you kind of sleep on the Jacksonville, the Tennessee's of
no,
the world.
No, Eddie, hang on.
Because if you really look at it, Tennessee is built. Right, they're not playing at their peak right now. You don't want them to. They're finding ways to win games now when they're playing, not playing their A game.
Yes.
So when they figure it out, and they will figure it out, I believe. They will get tested with Pittsburgh. That's when it turns on. Tiki, you've been on these teams where, you know, you struggle early in the year. You don't know quite who you are. And then after Thanksgiving, you figure it out and you go on this run of runs.
Or you lose three out of four. or you know, and let me quantify. The great Eddie George with us here on Tiki and Tierney. I want to take you back because I want to be fair to Malarkey. And I really want your opinion. Tiki, you and I talked about this a lot. Week one, because on my TV show, not this one, my other one, I said this team's going to win 11 games and win the South. I was all in on Tennessee, and I picked them to beat the Raiders in week one. The first possession of the game, Eddie, you play the first play of the year. You're at home, and you're favored, by the way, by 3 points, and you go onside kick. To me, that was such a weak basically, you're telling your team, I don't know if we play straight up if we could beat these guys. I swear to you, and I don't think that they've emotionally recovered. And I don't think I'm alone in that assertion. I just don't.
He's an average game winning streak.
Eddie, he's an average coach. What does he enlighten me? What does he do well?
Well, listen, he led them last year to a 9-7 win, 9-7 record, on the cusp of winning their division and going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think the jury's still out. I think he still has to win out, obviously. But present day, they are at the top of their division. They're 6-3. He's established an identity. He has a quarterback in Marcus Mariota. He has a young and talented receiving core, a defense who's creating turnovers, finding ways to win ugly ball games when you shouldn't win, but they're figuring that out. And the mojo is right. The energy is right in the city. They really feel like the Titans can go on a serious run.
Yeah, no. Okay. It a lot of this will come down to the health of Marcus Mariota, and it's brass tacks right now. You're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are also, to take BT's terminology here or thought process, weakly leading their division at 7-2. If they can find a way to win this game on Thursday night, then I think the narrative changes a little bit. And we only have about a minute and a half here, or let's say about a minute. But I want to ask you about the Heisman Trophy. Like we all know you have a vote as a former winner. Early on, it felt like there were going to be some running backs. Right? Bryce Love was in the conversation, Saquon Barkley, but he's kind of fallen out the last couple of weeks. Is this Baker Mayfield's Heisman Trophy to lose over the next couple of weeks?
I think it is, Tiki. I mean, this kid has been playing out of his mind, even in the loss that they had against Iowa State, I believe, earlier this year.
Yep.
He still was fantastic. And, you know, you can love him or hate him. He has a brash style. He's very confident, borderline arrogant. But you've got to respect it because he backs it up with his play every single week on the national stage. All of his wins against Ohio State, on the road, TCU at home, just really annihilating the competition. He has Oklahoma, who historically folds and finds ways to lose big games. He's winning those games, and it's all because of him. I think it is Baker Mayfield to lose at this point in time, but we still have 3 more weeks to go, and you know how this thing goes. This is where somebody comes out of nowhere, like the kid out of Stanford. Bryce Love can come out of this thing and win it. Lamar Jackson is still putting up big numbers. The last year's Heisman Trophy winner, he can come back and win it for the second time. So there's a lot more football to be played, but there's a front runner right now whose head and shoulders above the rest of the field is definitely Baker Mayfield.
Wow, Eddie,
Mayfield.
It's going to be hard for you to vote for a guy who took a flag and planted it in the middle of your
field.
I'm dropping the mic on that one, Eddie.
That's mean.
Hey, that was mean. But you know,
it's a story. Whether you beat us or not.
That was mean, Eddie. But you know, I love you. A Football Life premieres on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern on the NFL Network. Eddie, we appreciate you, brother.
Good debate, man. Good job. And I stand by what I said on Malarkey. Eddie George, awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.